The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Another edition of Clan Chat and Purple Army. A warm welcome to new defenseman Joe Hazeldine. And Joe, we were just talking off camera a little bit, and I got the sense right away you're excited about this next stage. You're excited about this next challenge. And certainly we spoke a little bit about the new bench boss and head of hockey operations, Corey Nielsen. I think you're excited to play for Corey. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. Yeah, I've known Corey a long time, and when I knew he was going there, it was, and he asked me to be a part of it, it was something that I couldn't really turn down.
You've known him since you were a kid. I mean, you're only young. You're 23 years old. You make me feel old, but like you've known him since you're 5 or 6. Is that correct?
Yeah. So I grew up playing with Cade, my best friend, pretty much growing up playing hockey, and then yeah, just obviously see Corey around, and then. When I was 14, he asked me to come and, you know, he said, I've got what it takes to come and skate with the Panthers. So I did that for a couple of years, and then he signed me to my first pro contract. So, yeah, there's a lot of history there, and I've got nothing but respect for him.
Well, he certainly commands respect. There's not much Corey hasn't done. You mentioned his son, Cade, there. And Cade is, as we speak, he's getting ready to starting off against the Canadians. So right now, Cade and company are getting ready to square up against Team Canada in Prague. Is it something in the back of your mind? Look, you've been a standout at GBU under 18, U20. You've represented your country, obviously. Is it something you go, okay, I want to work with Corey because I know he could probably get me to the next step in that GB career as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, it's a massive goal to play for the national team. There's a lot of great players in there right now. So, yeah, when the time comes, I'll obviously be happy. But, yeah, it's working with Corey is going to take me to that next step. And like I say, that was probably one of the main reasons for coming to Glasgow. You know, he'd spend nothing but time with me, and if I need to get to that next step, he's probably going to be the man to take me there.
I would imagine. We talked about Corey's experience when we had him on Clan Chat. I mean, he went and won a Coach of the Year in Dell 2. He's the GB assistant coach. I mean, won everything in the Elite League. Been in Germany and Slovakia. You've got some great experience as well. You've played in the Erstliga. You've spent some time in Germany, Manchester Storm, Nottingham Panthers. And now, as we mentioned, this is kind of the next step. I mean, you're a much better defenseman, a much better well-rounded pro than that first pro contract day with you signed with Corey.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, hockey's just a game where you can learn so much from every year, no matter how old you are. Luckily, I'm still very young and I'm learning all these experiences. But yeah, it's a game that always gives you opportunities. And, Glasgow's just next step.
You know the arena, you know the city well. Do you have any memories of coming in as a Storm or a Panther? Any sort of remembrances of the Purple Army in that intense cauldron at Brayhead Arena?
Nothing that stands out particularly. Obviously, I scored there. That was on the highlight video coming out. That was pretty nice to see. But no, just obviously, it's always packed when I've played there, and hopefully for more of the same when I come up there, and that's my home rink now.
I mean, it's a great barn, and I remember just from the TV side when I first started coming around 12, 13, 14 years ago, it always felt like the home barn. Everything is purple in there. It's a much different vibe than a lot of arenas around the 10 stops in the EIHL, and certainly a really, really rambunctious building when things are going well, and a really, really passionate fan base. So does it excite you? I mean, I know a lot of players say that sometimes they tune it out when they're in game, but are you a type of guy that feeds off the crowd?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think it can be massive. Obviously, there's a lot not so nice rinks, shall we say, in the Elite League. But yeah, coming to a nice rink and the fans being on your side, it obviously helps massively. It's like the extra man. So yeah.
When you look at what, I mean, obviously last year, not good 10th, and we're not even going to try and sugarcoat it, just not good enough. But you look at Corey comes in there, you've got Robert Lakovich. You've got the likes of Mike Pellick there. Is it something you're looking at it going, wow, you know, if Lacko's going back there, that's got to be a positive sign. One of the most decorated GB players of all time, Robert Lakovich. So, I mean, it must have been a sort of a marker there for you that it would be a good situation.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I've spoke to people that have played there in years past, and they had nothing but good things to say. And if guys are returning year on, year out, it's obviously a place that's going to, you know, take off and a new challenge. And I know from the guys that are back, they're really excited to get going as well.
And also, of course, it's a chance to put your stamp on it as a young guy, as we mentioned. You're just 23 years old. You have ambitions of wearing that GB senior jersey after doing it at U18s and U20s. And like you said, you've gone off. You've played in the Eerste Liga. Lots of experience. So this is an opportunity to come in and get something, grab something by the scruff of the neck, and maybe, you know, make it your own as well and be a part of that defense corps with like the likes of Aris Kelly as well.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I want to do. I'd say quite a good end to the year last year. I just want to keep building off that, you know, take every opportunity that's given to me. I'm sure I will do, let's hope so. But yeah, it was just try and build off, have a big summer and try and build off what I did last year.
Judging by the response when your signing was made public, it was all positive. I mean, the Purple Army is really excited. So for maybe the small percentage of the Purple Army that's not sure about Joe Hazeldine, can you just tell those few fans what to expect from your game and what you're bringing to the party in purple?
It's always hard to explain your game, but yeah, I'd probably say I've more offensive defenseman over the last few years, but I've really tried to work on my two-way game, and I think that's coming along. But I'm someone who's consistent. I'll give everything, hard working every night. I like to think I chip in with a few points here and there, but it's what's doing best for the team every night, and yeah, that's what you can expect.
And of course, you come from a great hockey family. Your brother Archie is no stranger to the Elite League and his time with the Coventry Blaze. I mean, is that something you think about too? It'll be great now, maybe square off with your new team and see if you can play against your brother. I mean, it's obviously pretty neat to have another brother who plays at the highest level.
Yeah, exactly. He's obviously my best friend as well, and we run ideas off each other, tell each other when we're not playing the best. But no, it's always good to see him play against him. It was weird at first, but it's never worked out that we've played together. So yeah, it's we need to get that ticked off hopefully soon. But yeah, it's always weird playing against him, but we got used to it now.
Yeah, never say never. I mean, I've seen him a couple of times in Coventry. Always very noticeable, big mobile guy, and certainly a really good hockey IQ. So that'll be neat for fans to watch. I mean, you look at the brothers around the league. I know Cade's going to Michigan Tech next year, but there's always that sort of neat thing to have more than one from a household playing professional hockey. So we'll keep an eye on Archie as well. Is there a good rivalry between you two? Like, I mean, you hear that brothers sometimes you maybe took lumps out of each other growing up, but now you kind of, like you said, run ideas by each other.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely the more competitive of the two. He was very laid back, but yeah, he probably owes me a few from the younger days. But no, we did what kids did, play out in the garden, shooting pucks and stuff. So yeah, we got on kind of well. My parents might say different, but yeah, he definitely owes me a few.
I know it would have been hard. You mentioned Corey, and certainly a good opportunity coming to Glasgow, but it would have been hard. You had a real good finish to the end of your season last year as you were in a playoff dogfight right down to the end with Nottingham, and certainly with the family connections and stuff. So do you go to Archie and say, I've got this opportunity? What do you think? You talk to your parents, you talk to your buddies there. I mean, it's got to be as good a decision as good an opportunity is because of Corey and all that and your familiarity since you're five. It's tough to leave your home.
Yeah, of course it is. It's always tough leaving. I had so much fun this year playing at home. It was great. Family came to watch and, yeah, it was amazing. But yeah, when this opportunity came, I run it through family and ask Arch for advice and stuff like that. And he just says, you know, Corey wants you there. You got to go somewhere, you know, where people want you. You're going to develop. Then you start reaching out to people that have played in Glasgow. And when you start hearing stuff like that, that there's nothing good things to say, then, you know, it becomes I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, but you got to take it into consideration. And then, yeah, things start progressing. And yeah, I'm just nothing but excited now.
And how does the summer look for you? Because sometimes when I talk to guys in the off season, there's quite, let's be honest, nutrition, training has come so far from probably the days when Corey Nielsen was a player in this league to now him coaching you guys. What does the summer look like from a preparation standpoint for you, Joe?
A lot of gym, a lot of watching hockey. Right now, playoffs are on. I go away on holiday next week, but then, yeah, it's just straight back to work, get in the gym, and then I'll probably skate about a month and a half before we start getting going. But yeah, it's just try and put on some muscle, eat as much as I can. Sometimes the good stuff, sometimes the bad stuff, but as long as I'm putting that weight on and just, you know, trying to look after myself as best I can.
And it is, it always sounds like great, let's eat and do all this, but it is actually quite a science to it all. Like if you want to put on 7 or 8 pounds of muscle, there's a whole sort of thing you have to go through. And sometimes you get sick of eating the pasta and chicken or the broccoli, but you'll do what you have to do, no doubt. What has Corey kind of told you, not to give too much away, insider secrets, but has he given you an idea of how, you know, I know he wants to play fast and stuff like that, but what has he kind of said to you, come to Glasgow and this is what we're going to do? Has he given you kind of an insight to your role and everything?
A little bit. Obviously, he's busier with GB now, so not too much. But yeah, it's just, I know what to expect from Corey. It's a fast team, a new face. But not too much on my role. Just kind of get there, do what you do. And hopefully with his guidance, it can really work out for me.
Well, it sounds like it's a really positive coming together, because when you've known someone since you're five and you've played with his kids, there is a real trust thing there, isn't it? Because let's be honest, whether you're going to the Erstliga or whether you're in Germany or whatever, you go somewhere and sometimes it's a leap of faith that you'll get along with the coach or that you'll fit in, but you certainly know what you're going to get with Coach Nielsen.
Yeah, exactly. And even before this all came about, every year I'd probably run ideas past him about my hockey decisions. And he was, when I went to Germany, he was obviously the DEL2 coach there, so I was skating with them a bit during COVID. And yeah, he's put a lot of trust in me over the last couple of years, and I can only do the same to him. So, yeah, I'm really excited to work with him again. It's going to be great.
Away from the ice, and we kind of do a feature called Clamfidential where we ask guys about music and hobbies and all that, but we'll maybe combine it here with a funner question. I mean, what is it that you enjoy? Do you enjoy live music? Do you enjoy golf? What, like, is there anything in Scotland that you're really looking forward to doing?
I'm going to give a boring answer. Probably just watch football, really, sports, catch a bit of the golf. But yeah, any live music. You've got some great arenas up there, so I'm sure I'll catch some live music and some good bands.
Well, it's never a boring answer to say watching sports, because that's kept me going for 14 years in the UK. So continue to watch as much hockey and sports as you can, and I'll be able to stick around. Look, it's been really nice to talk to you. We've kind of passed at times in your career, and I remember you as a younger guy being a little bit shy when the media walked through. But you certainly, I think you're going to enjoy Glasgow, and I think the Purple Army is going to really enjoy having you on site. I know I'm going to enjoy calling games with you on our blue line. Do you have a message to the Purple Army just to kind of say, you know, hey?
Yeah, just thank you for the warm welcome so far. I'm really excited to get going. I'm sure I'll be seeing you guys very soon. But yeah, let's make it a good year, and we're certainly going to try from a team standpoint.
Thanks so much for taking the time, Joe. I know you're busy with training and coaching and gymming and eating. So we really appreciate it. We're looking forward to seeing you, and I look forward to seeing you in person soon. So all the best, and thanks for taking the time.
Perfect. Thanks for having me.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.